שלום, אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם.
Hello, we are reading in the in Shamati, page number 20, article number 2, Divinity in Exile.
We started in the morning, in our morning lesson, to discern what it is to be still of divinity, that everything starts in that, in our spiritual path. And we discern that still is one who nullifies himself towards the Creator fully, completely, as all his efforts to feel that the Creator is clothed in him and is in him in every thought, talk, desire, and action. That a person who wants to reach that point of the beginning of adhesion with the Creator needs to be at that point, as at any point in time that he's in, he determines or wants to determine to feel that the Creator is clothed in him and defines all his inner and external actions in everything. That only the point of the expert point that identifies this matter, that there's him and that there's the Creator, and that the Creator is clothed in him. That point is there. That's called the point of the creature. In this and all the rest is the Creator. And when a person is drawn to this, continues this effort to define, determine the presence of the Creator in him, in all his actions, his thoughts, his intentions, and all that he has, he begins to identify that maybe the Creator is confusing him, running away from him, which is called Kel Mistater, a concealed God, and that a person has to run after the Creator, to chase him, and to try to identify him nevertheless. No matter how he's hiding or concealed, he sees in that the great pleasure and the special game in which the Creator teaches him how to locate him, his uniqueness, and how to attain adhesion upon all those states. As in those states, there are four stages. There's still vegetative, animate, and speaking. And as much as these states are more complex, more, how should we say, are more, maybe even complicated, or complex, we would say, then a person, as he solves the problem, and always the solution is in this, how to locate that the Creator is clothing the creature. And in this, he sees how he's advancing and feeling himself as becoming more understanding, more feeling, the more calculating matters. He gets to know the Creator more. He understands how he's spinning him, moving him. And from your actions, we know you. That's how he comes to become more and more learned. As we will see this in all the writings of Baal HaSulam, you remember about the slave that the king wanted to raise to high degrees. Also, how he sends to him, against him, a minister that close to be a thief and someone who is going to bother him in different ways. That's the whole thing. Altogether, this is considered that the Creator is playing with the whale. It's the game. There's nothing more than that. And we need to accept this game, and with love, devotion, and sensitivity, gentility, to just participate with Him. And then, as the Creator builds before us all sorts of the ones that they build, like a maze. He builds a maze, yeah, a labyrinth. And, okay, so by us entering these mazes and being in perplexity and not understanding, and the Creator knows how to make the confusion in us in very special ways. So we're also afraid, just like that servant who sees that the murderer minister and the others come up to him. Then we discover that we don't see the Creator, and then we locate that it's Him and that there's none else besides Him, and we adhere specifically upon that concealment as we revealed Him in everything. By that, we discover all the aviyut, slowly, slowly, that's being revealed in us. And specifically, thanks to this coarseness, this aviyut of the darkness and confusion, we come to adhesion inside the aviyut. And this is how it all starts, from that same point that we started to learn this morning. And everything now depends on as much as we will truly be persistent in running after that point, locating it constantly, that point of adherence, and not to let the Creator run away from us. And He will want to run away, and will run, and once again we will have to locate, and like that, constantly, over and over. So, actually, this is all that we engage in this world, until we understand that all of creation surrounds this and actually develops, until everyone will locate this work. And therefore, the main article of the work of the Creator is there's none else besides Him, which is what we need to constantly define. Let's start from a smaller article in this, Shamati 2, the matter of divinity in exile. Is it clear what I just spoke of so far? Don't be shy. Yes, Moshe.
A question about the state of steel. Does steel scrutinize that the Creator is the quality of love and bestowal, or does it only determine that?
That the Creator is clothed in Him, that all that is in me is actually coming from the Creator clothing in me. That's it. And in this, I am zero. Everything is Him, in thought, in talk, in action, in intention, everything.
Well, I'm confused because we always say that the Creator is only the quality of love and bestowal, otherwise it's His essence, that's mut.
We'll reveal that. Wait, you're already talking about the quality. We're talking now about the fact that He is clothed and decides everything that there is. When you say, good that does good, and if I see bad things,
that's right. So if I determine this,
so I am still not talking about the quality of the actions of the Creator in me, just His presence, that He fills everything.
But how do I know that it's Him dressed in me?
That's what I want to locate through my efforts.
So there still isn't certain that it's the Creator. It wants to try.
By that we start to reveal. That's the beginning of the revelation. Revelation begins from darkness and from the fact that I want to reveal. That's the problem that stands before me and I want to solve it.
And if he discovers, he's not still anymore, it's a different degree.
No, when he reveals, it's still the point of still that he does everything, but still in a form of prayer, meaning without flavors in it. Good, bad, like this, like that, doesn't matter. As long as it is for me to constantly just bring myself even to the feeling that the Creator is clothed in me and decides everything, and he's also clothed in the whole world, and he spins everything. That's it. There is no more than that. Wait, did you read there's not else besides him a few times in your lifetime?
Yes, but that's why you always, well, at least I heard, that we have to have the quality of bestowal.
So first of all, no. First of all, there's none else besides him. Then that he's good, that does good. To the good and to the wicked.
These are already flavors?
Yes, that's already flavors. Let's first decide this. Okay. Yes, Lebich.
So, can we say that now for a day or two I focus on this discernment?
No, until the end of your life.
No, wait a minute, but there's bestowal too.
And if there's something even past that, you even continue with it.
No, that's clear, but now you're focusing us on this discernment. Maybe tomorrow you'll say, pray for the friend and focus on this.
No, if from this it will work out, then I have to pray for the friend for that, then we'll pray for the friend in order to attain that there's none else besides him.
Every time you put some focus on strong focus on something.
Okay, so now I'm promising you that there is no stronger emphasis than there's none else besides him. Give me an example that I said something that contradicts that, something else.
No, it's never different. It's just that it's...
Because our head is this small, kind of, then... So we talk about one thing and another thing. Understand? We just went through all kinds of measures in the last few months. Imagine to yourself that you would hear them at once and together with there's none else besides him. So that's how the study is.
So that's the question. So now I'm focusing on this discernment on it.
You are now adjoining everything you learned to the general and essential main study, which is there's none else besides him. And all that you've learned, you will now begin to reveal in this principle. Okay? There was someone else that wanted to ask? No? No? Okay. Okay, so you got an answer already. So let's start. But again, I'm saying, we're in this all the time. We will talk how one will help his friend in this, and as much as we can strengthen each other in this. But constantly, I need to be protecting how the Creator arranges me in any given moment. So I'll forget, run away from him, so I'll get confused, and I need to understand that in such a way, he's giving me an opportunity, specifically upon the disturbances, to adhere to him even more, and even more. Well, let's read.
Shamati, page number 20, article number 2, Divinity in Exile. The Holy Zohar says, he is Shochen, dweller, and she is Shechina, divinity. We should interpret its words. It is known that with regard to the upper light, they say that there are no changes. There is no change. As it is written, I, the Lord, change not. All the names and appellations are only with respect to the kelim, vessels, which is the will to receive, included in Malchut, the root of creation. From there, it hangs down to this world, to the creatures. All these discernments, beginning with Malchut, being the root of the creation of the worlds, through the creatures, is named Shechinah, divinity. The general tikkun, correction, is that the upper light will shine in them in utter completeness.
Meaning that all our desires that we will reveal, qualities, thoughts, everything we discover that comes from us, and through the effort we will discover that it comes from the Creator, both as far as the kilim that He created in me, all those thoughts, desires, and everything, and He fills this. About the filling we'll talk about later. For the time being, it's just that the kilim come from Him. When we discover those things, that's called the Shekhinah. And then we talk about the filling, that there's none else besides Him. And by that, Shekhinah is filled.
The light that shines in the kilim is named Shochen, dweller. And the kilim are generally called Shekhinah. In other words, the light dwells inside the Shekhinah, in divinity.
Meaning even now, when I reveal all of a sudden at some point, in some place, some point, that it comes from the Creator, then already that point is called Shekhinah. As I am truly revealing that it is the Creator inside that point, then I reveal the Shochen. Yes.
In other words, the light dwells inside the Shekhinah. This means that the light is called Shochen because it dwells within the Kelim. That is, the whole of the Kelim are named Shekhinah. Before the light shines in them in utter completeness, we name that time a time of corrections. This means that we make corrections so that the light will shine in them in completeness.
Meaning to locate that all the desires, everything that I have, comes from the Creator. And by me locating Him that way, I reveal Him within this. It depends by which depth of desires I'm revealing Him. Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. That's it. And then when I reveal Him that He's in the desire that He created, I already come to the unity, unification.
Until then, that state is called divinity, the Shekhinah, in exile. It means that there is still no perfection in the upper worlds. Below, in this world, there should be a state where the upper light is within the will to receive. This tikkun is deemed receiving in order to bestow. Meanwhile, the will to receive is filled with ignoble and foolish things
that are in disconnect from the Creator, that it doesn't come from the Creator, it comes from me, or from someone else, or from something else. But I don't identify that it comes from truly from the Creator, that He stabilized, established this desire or state or event or whatever we're talking about. And He is clothed there, and from there He is playing with me, either with a laughing face or a very harsh face, and is teaching me how to locate Him as there's none else besides Him and good that does good. But that's later. For the time being, just try to decide that it's from Him.
That do not make a place where the glory of heaven can be revealed. This means that where the heart should be a tabernacle for the light of God, the heart becomes a place of waste and filth.
Because He doesn't want, He's not directed towards locating there's none else besides him.
In other words, ignobility captures the whole of the heart. This is called divinity in the dust.
This ignobility means that he is causing all the other factors and all the other things that are happening to happen.
It means that it is lowered to the ground, and each and every one loathes matters of sanctity, and there is no desire whatsoever to raise it from the dust. Instead, they choose ignoble things, and this brings to the sorrow of the Shekhinah, when one does not make a place in the heart that will become a tabernacle for the light of God.
Because you think that there are other sources for all that occurs, both in a person and also around the person. Questions? Yes?
I didn't understand what it means, the Shekhinah in feeling.
Shekhinah is considered the desire, the thought, even my opinion that I locate, which comes from the Creator. My thought and desire, let's say, that it comes from the Creator. Then it's considered the Shekhinah. If I can locate what exactly is there, and I'm in adhesion with what's there, in that thought and desire, then it's considered that I reveal the Creator.
And the Shekhen, the dweller?
The Shekhen. The dweller. Yes?
Maybe to continue Leibovich, a few days ago we talked about the building of the Shekhinah. We said that we build it in the connection between us.
No, I don't want to get confused now.
But now you define Shekhinah as something else. It's confusing.
So you get confused. Let us scrutinize this. You want to scrutinize it? Scrutinize it with us together.
What?
More?
When the light shines in the Kli, is this called there's none else besides him?
Yes.
What?
More?
Again, Amnon.
Yes, Amnon.
There are two states, Shekhinah in exile and Shekhinah in the dust. Both are detachment from the Creator.
Right.
So, what's the difference between them?
It's not exactly, but I'll say, divinity in exile means that the Creator is not in my midst. It's a degree. It's a degree, meaning that the Creator exists. He is in all the creatures and in me, only I can't locate him. And then I feel it could be even to the point of how much I can't locate him, which is the depth of the exile. It could be that with that I have a feeling of how much I can't justify the Creator, how much I think of his actions in a despicable way. That's considered divinity in dust. When I can't justify, I'm kind of fed up with him. I don't want it. That's also done to me by the Creator to show me how much my kilim are before correction.
So I'm in a state of still. So in what state am I with respect to the Creator? In exile or what?
So now you are still disconnected. You just hear that what you need to decide on. Define. You are not yet in exile. Exile is a degree. Exile needs to have a certain feeling of connection, and that this connection was disconnected.
So as long as I am still sacred, still or still in general, I am not connected, not to exile and not to anything.
No, still could be that there is connection, the connection of still. On the contrary, when it's under the complete control of the Creator, it's called still.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. So when do I get to a state where the Shekhinah is in exile toward me?
When you feel that you are not in connection with the Creator, then your kelim are in exile. But that's a feeling. More? Yes.
We said that we have to be at a point of criticism, examining what is happening with us. So let's say I detect that there are certain actions or a certain attitude toward me from outside, and it awakens in me some desire or reaction, a response that I want to do, and I find that it's both from the Creator. So what do I do with it?
You need to decide that all these actions come from one source. And you need to be, or to try to be with them in adhesion. In adhesion, as it comes from the Creator from the outside, and this comes from the Creator from the within, and let's say from the outside, the thief comes and wants something, and from inside, you know that you need to be in adhesion with the King, with the Creator. So what do you do?
That's exactly it. Do I let that desire that awakens in me work? Do I do something? Just the simplest example. A friend sits next to me, does something. I want to do something. Like if you put the book upside down on the table. So do I let it develop? What do I do with it?
You relate to all these things in a manner that it comes from the Creator. That's it. I can tell you what you will do. But you need to first make a sentence like this, that it comes from the Creator. What do I do? And as a result of that, do.
How is the scrutiny done? What do you do?
We do the results from the scrutiny. The scrutiny is there's none else besides him or not? More than that, I can't tell you. Because the rest is your scrutiny. Okay? Look, and the Holy Zohar says, there is the Shochen and there is the Shekhinah, meaning this is the Shochen and that's the Shekhinah. And we should interpret its words. It is known with regard to the upper light that they say that there is no change. There's no change in the upper light. It's there and it fills all of reality. Only we can't identify it, but it's in accordance with as much as we want and are capable of revealing. As it is written, I, the Lord, change not. That's how it is from above. All the names and appellations are only with respect to the kelim, meaning how the kelim are ready to reveal the upper light, but he fills them completely, which is the will to receive included in Malchut, meaning the kelim of the will to receive that are included in Malchut, which is the root of creation. From there it hangs down to this world, to the creatures, meaning the upper light actually fills everything. This is what he's trying to say. From the beginning of the line to the end of the ten. Oh, to the end of the Asiya. From everything, no matter where the Creator is, towards the upper light, there is no difference. Just he is endless in Ein Sof above, he's in Ein Sof endless here in this world as well. But towards the Kelim that we come to through these Kelim, so there's a difference. But not upon the light that is clothed in the kelim. But when I approach the light, I approach through the kelim, and then I reveal him as nefesh ruach neshama chaya yechida. But the light itself is yechida, and there's no more. All these discernments, beginning with Malchut being the root of the creation of the worlds, Malchut of Ein Sof, through the creatures, which are already in the end of the line below, are called Shekhinah. All the kelim are called Shekhinah. All the desires, doesn't matter which or what or where. If it's a desire, it's called Shekhinah. The general correction, tikkun of Shekhinah, is that the upper light will shine in them in utter completeness, just like in Ein Sof with all the kelim that will be revealed. The light that shines in the kelim is named Shochen, the dweller. And the kelim are generally called Shechina. In other words, the light dwells inside the Shechina. This means that the light is called Shochen because it dwells within the kelim, meaning that the totality of the kelim are called Shechina. Is it understood this far? Ask, don't be confused. Altogether, we have two things, Shochen and Shechina. There's no more than that. And it's all in regards to a person who's locating this, attaining this, that he can perceive it that way. And prior, before the light shines in them in utter completeness, in these kilim, then we name that time a time of corrections. Now he's talking about the process. Meaning that we make corrections so that the light will shine in them in completeness. That's towards us. It's not how it really is. Until then, that state is called divinity in exile. As still, light does not shine completely in the kelim. Meaning that there is still no perfection in the upper worlds. That's what we decide. It's according to our observation. All these kelim, the worlds, the concealments, it's all towards us. And below, in this world, there should be a state where the upper light is within the will to receive, as this tikkun is deemed receiving in order to bestow. And meanwhile, the will to receive is filled with ignoble and foolish things, meaning not in order to bestow, not in bestowal, not outside the will to receive, that do not make a place where the glory of heaven can be revealed. Meaning what we lack, the glory of heaven means that I am willing to do everything in order to make room for the revelation of the light, for the revelation of the Creator. This means that where the heart should be a tabernacle for the light of God, the heart becomes a place of waste and filth. That I want to locate in all kinds of cases where I'm in daily, that there's none else besides Him, I am not capable. I don't even want. Forget. In other words, this means that the heart is in filth and waste. In other words, ignobility captures the whole of the heart, and that is called divinity in the dust, meaning the place for the revelation of the Creator. The revelation of the Creator is in dust. I don't want to effort in order to reveal that it comes from the Creator. It means that it is lowered to the ground, and each and every one loathes matters of sanctity. And there is no desire whatsoever to raise it from the dust. Instead, they choose ignoble things, and this brings on the sorrow of the Shechina. Well, think how much time has passed from the morning lesson until now. We finished at what time? At 7, let's say. Well, 8, let's say. From 8 till 3, how many hours? 6 hours. How much time out of all of that did I think of there's none else besides Him that is spinning me in every possible way? Even though I don't want anything, He gives it to me. How much of that time were we in it? A few minutes? Meaning there is no desire to raise it from dust. Instead, they choose ignoble things and they bring on the sorrow of Shechina. When one does not make a place in the heart that will become a tabernacle for the light of the God. What is the light of the God? For the feeling that the Creator is filling and doing and executing and doing everything and spinning everything. Okay? Well,
if I didn't think since morning about there's not us besides him, then he didn't want me to think about him.
Yes, of course.
So, what should I do at this point? Now that you said it, I suddenly...
All of a sudden you were reminded that for 6 years, you were 6 hours, you were disconnected.
Right.
What do? You become sorry. He is sorry that the Creator arranged those thoughts for you where he threw you from sanctity. He threw you. And that's how he did it to you, and also not for 6 hours, for years and years. Well, what do we do?
So that's the question. Where's my point of my entry point in a state of detachment to a state of being aware that now I'm thinking about him?
So first you have to be sorrowful that, and that's natural that you weren't in the right scrutiny. How will you from here on going to go to the right scrutiny? So first of all, now you try to make all kinds of scrutinies and connections to that work, that scrutiny, that there's none else besides him, and how you cannot leave it. Already you come with a necessity for Arvut. Who can promise to you that a moment from now you won't disconnect again? This is considered to define times for the Torah, where you come to the lessons, so at least during the lesson, but what about between the lessons? So you need to have supporters. Supporters of light. There's no choice. So here you're just starting to understand what is the necessity for a group. A group could be a very interesting altogether, that even if I'm disconnected, they're working also for me, and then I for others, and so on. And that is considered as one. Yes?
Can I also talk to the friends about there's nothing else besides him, yet be detached. How do you, when you talk...
Right, guys, I am disconnected, and I am still disconnected, and I still don't know how to approach this, but I read that this is important, and I heard that this is necessary. But this is all the work. What do we do? Okay, talk. But also say thank you that at least that is something that the Creator brought you to. Yes, Denis.
If Arvut is the common responsibility and I constantly become detached and there's none else besides him, how can I then guarantee the friends that I'll give them strength constantly?
Together we try to agree between us, to some between us, that we are constantly, as much as possible, are going to hold on to each other, support each other, and agree that with all our might, all of us together, each apart and all together, as much as possible, are working on this principle of locating there's none else besides him. And we try, listen to this point, we try to locate there's none else besides him, not just each apart, but between us. Between us, that's something special. As we all together care for the Creator to be revealed between us and will fill specifically our common desire to reveal him, to be adhered to him, to constantly invite him, hold on to him, grip onto him. And if we come to this agreement between us about this, we actually build the Shekhinah. As not each and every one, but all in mutual guarantee and mutual arvut, build that one common place. As a person on his own, like Bala Sulam writes in other places, it's not even taken into account, because he's not capable of being more than one point. Rather, only when we start to summarize this between us, agree on such work, then by that we can truly determine, define certain things that are outside of a person. What does it mean outside of a person? If outside of a person there's the Creator, and I start to relate to all that happens outside of me in the group, seemingly I relate to Him in a tangible, direct way. And this is how we can seemingly obligate Him to care for us. It's like we're drawing Him inside so that He will relate to us and take care of us and be revealed between us, as this is actually the purpose of this mitzvah that we're observing, of there's none else besides Him. Meaning, in the group, you can come to the demand. There's place for it, for this demand. We will talk about this. I feel right now that I'm missing a few words here to fill in here. Okay? Yes.
A question from Israel. Is the constant attempt to detect and pull my line of thought to there's none else besides Him, do these actions draw reforming light?
Again?
Is the attempt to each time detect and pull the line of thought to there's none else besides Him, and that He is dressed in everything in the world, are these efforts drawing reforming light?
Yes, but there are special appeals to the reforming light, which are through the group. Yes. Meaning, if I'm not thinking about the reforming light, does this light appear? Yes and no. It appears, but in a form that there's also in that there's still vegetative animal in speaking as well, in the drawing of the light. Okay? Yes, Mushi.
What's the difference between revealing that there's none else besides Him between us, and just in general, as you said before, that I just discover it on my own?
Alone, I can't actually reveal more than a point, because it's not the system. So the Creator relates to me. I run after him, that He's clothed in me, He's clothed in me. But actually, that's not the Shekhinah. That's not that same area in which I can reveal Him in all the forms of His relations and attitudes. In revealing Him is considered that we need to have diversities, colors, variations, in which I will reveal the Creator. It can't just be black and white. And therefore, a person himself, he's like a pixel on the screen. We need many other points which together and in all different manners in which towards in each and every one the Creator will be revealed that there's none else besides Him, then by that the full picture is constructed. This is considered that the people of Israel needs to grow in the exile of Egypt, and then it emerges as in with great assets.
For example, let's say someone fired me from my job and I say, there's none else besides him. I think about it, no problem. That's one thing, that's one creator. The other creator is, let's say, tonight I'm meeting with friends and I have no desire for it, total repulsion, or I feel connection. So that's a different creator. They're both, in both, there's none else besides him, but there's different states.
You're already asking about the responses. We didn't talk about the responses. We are talking now, since this morning, and also now we're continuing, just to locate that there's none else besides him. And how I need to respond is something completely different.
But if a reaction comes out naturally, what do I do with it? I don't think about it, I hide it, what? I naturally have a response.
I'm in adherence to there's none else besides him. Now, what do I need to do from that? That's already something else. That's already something else. That's something we need to learn, how we do that. What do we do? Just as it is written in that letter, where the embezzler or the murderer comes my way, the thief, I don't do anything? No, so I write that this loyal servant does everything that is possible. And only through these wars, these battles. And what is he battling? He's battling against his feeling that there's someone else other than the Creator. Against that sensation. He's battling against whether there's none else besides him or there isn't. I have to battle against that. And from within these battles, he rises and is capable of revealing the Creator fully and be in adhesion with him. But through this battle, this war, we didn't talk about that yet, of how we do that. Okay? Yes?
Can we say that this war, every state, is in order to reveal greater efforts and maybe greater loyalty to the Creator?
That's clear that yes, but we need, this is the manner of the war itself. But the result of it, what a person acquires, what kelim are revealed, in what way he sees that they're connected, how it's built in him, this new infrastructure, that we didn't talk about yet. Slowly, slowly. These are things that I didn't even think that we would advance in that direction today. Yes.
The Creator wants me to think that I did something.
I don't understand what he's saying. The Creator wants that.
Does the Creator want me to think that something happened because of me? Does he want me to think this way?
Speak in English, no.
Does the Creator want me to think that I did something, that something happened because of me? Does he want me to think this way?
האם הבורא רוצה שאני אחשוב שמשהו קורה בגללי, שאני אחשוב כך שזה?
ודאי.
Of course, because you're thinking that way, that's what he wants you to think. Were you in the morning lesson?
No.
So there's nothing to talk about. Sit down. There's nothing to talk about at all. You're not in the line with us.
What?
More? Okay. Who? Yes.
When we determine that there's none else besides him, it sounds to me like we're declaring something or testifying from the expert point. that this is what we see. Is this true?
No. If you really have that expert point, if you really reach that state where you determine that it's like that, then it's right. But if you didn't reach that point to the determining of that that fact towards you, then there is none. One should only judge that which his eyes see. What you have in your hands, you have in your hands. If not, no.
So maybe I didn't understand. We're not talking about a state where we determine because
we know you from your deeds only.
And toward whom do we testify it?
Towards our logic, our desire, towards what is occurring in us, both in our mind and feelings only. How do I know what creator was that? How do I know what's happening, whether I'm reading it correctly or not? All kinds of things are being told to me. I don't even know where I am. Maybe it's from within a dream. Maybe some confusion that I have. I don't know a thing. How do I start determining reality? So I determine only according to what I feel. No more than that. What's happening in my feeling, if I can critique, scrutinize this and measure it, then I say that's what's happening. That's it. Confusion, but that's what I have. Yes?
I'm thinking,
if you're thinking about this, then that's your expert point. Fine, let it be so. But it is inside your desire, and you're examining, critiquing, scrutinizing, and
but it's as if I don't know, maybe I'll use an analogy. Let's say you're a physicist and you discovered a certain force. You wrote about it and you're passing it on, so to speak.
Yes.
So you're testifying that you found it and others can then also check you. But here it sounds like it stays in the box. Like, by your actions we know you. This is what I discovered. I'm writing it down for myself. Or I'm saying it, maybe in my heart, or just writing it down. And it stays in the box. Is this correct?
Of course it's closed. No one can tell you it's right or wrong what you did. Rather, we examine ourselves according to that which we read in the books and according to what we discover in our reality.
In other words, now I can say that it's one way, and a second from now, I can doubt it, right?
Of course. But it doesn't matter. What you feel, that's something you can talk about, or you can say about. That's what we're talking about.
Thank you.
You have some other opportunity to determine something other than according to your feeling? No. Rather, we advance in this until we begin to locate this towards the group and towards the Creator. Otherwise, a person doesn't have any idea where he is. People think that they're living in a world just like we feel them right now in our five senses. They think that that's the reality that they're in. And really, it's a dream. It's not the true reality. There is no such thing at all. Let's go back to reality. Yes, Vlad.
So, a person gets a thought and determines that the thought came from the Creator, and then he continues to action and determines that the act also, the Creator does it.
No.
No?
That's a person did.
Why? You said the Creator should determine everything.
But a person decides in advance that he's doing.
Yes, according to the thought that the Creator gave me the thought, so I continue and do something, and then I determine that it's the Creator who did this action.
But you decided that you're doing it or not. That's why I'm saying, don't advance, don't run. We still have not been in the state in which we say that the Creator fills us, and then how do we advance onwards? It's still early for us, this matter.
No, but I
look at what's happening in this article, Exile and Divinity, and then the one before that, there's none else besides him, where we just determine that there's none else besides him. He is not going to explain anything more than that.
But I'm constantly in all kinds of situations and everything that happens, thoughts and actions, it's endless. So how in all this do you...
You have no other choice but to start from divine still, or sanctified still, by being confused, by being... not exactly knowing what you're doing, that's not important. Continue for the time being. The wisdom of Kabbalah starts from zero and places you in the current present state. Everything I have in me is from the Creator. In every single point, you can start deciding.
So every point, every moment, it comes from the Creator. I don't divide it into thoughts and actions. It's the state that there is none else besides Him. And these are all, what, dots on the line?
Let's say so. For the time being, I don't see that you are in that. How to start building from these points, lines, and all kinds of other states? Well, ask.
So, to understand, in our state, there's none else besides Him, is only toward the past, not toward the future?
Towards the present. Only towards the present. Read, please, Divinity in Exile. I'm sorry, there's none else besides him.
Shamati, article number 1.
513.
Shamati, article number 1, page 15. There is none else besides him. So again, Shamati, article number 1, there is none else besides him, page 15. It is written, there is none else besides him. This means that there is no other force in the world that has the ability to do anything against him. And what man sees, that there are things in the world that deny the higher household.
Meaning that operate against the Creator, as exist other than him.
The reason is that this is his will.
That the Creator arranged these things as if there are other forces and reasons outside of him.
And it is deemed a correction called the left rejects and the right adducts, draws closer. Meaning that which the left rejects is considered a correction. This means that there are things in the world which, to begin with, aim to divert a person from the right way and by which he is rejected from sanctity.
Yes, certainly this comes from that same one force of there's none else besides him. Is this clear? For sure. Okay. Meaning, this is already what we talked about this point this morning, which is called sacred still. This is the point that I define, determine at every given moment that's happening. I'm not talking about what I need to operate towards, but rather what I determine is that there's none else besides him. That's called sacred still in all the states. Yes.
I can't follow the text and keep the intention. What's more important?
I don't know. No intentions. We're studying the text and that's all. And be together with us. Wise guys.
What does it mean that it is deemed a correction?
That here too, all the opposite forms, desires, thoughts, everything that occurs that are seemingly contradicting there's none else besides him, they too come from there's none else besides him in order to emphasize him even more, that there's none else besides him. That's it. Let's say you don't want to listen to me. You think that you can do something without listening to what I have to say? So I arrange for you all kinds of things so that you will nevertheless come and hear. That's what the Creator is doing with us. In order to teach, and why? In order to teach us, not just so that there will be those kind of calculations, but to teach us that He operates in everything. For what? So that if we, through the Kelim, come to Him, we become like Him. To get to know Him is called to be in adhesion with Him, which means to be like Him. Well, I don't even have, maybe I don't have the words, but yes.
From this excerpt, I understand that it's trying to fail you not once, but twice. You're both not in correction with the desires, and besides, he's diverting you from the right way.
Right. He, first of all, awakens you so that you will start to get to know him, that there's none else besides him. The moment you start to run after him, seemingly to discover that there's no one besides him, so he does for you all kinds of disturbances. So by that you will get to know there's no one besides him and how much he is truly in everything, that he's in everything. Yes?
But you're not there.
Who's you?
The person, he's not there. He's not in. There's none else besides him. He's not in these states where he has any kind of relation to the Creator.
I don't understand what you're talking about. I now go out to the street and walk, and no matter what I do, I just want in every place to feel that I have business only with the Creator. I see people and cars and friends and haters and no matter what and who in all of the world. It's not that we're ready for this, but actually I need to come to a state in which the whole world appears to me as only the clothing of the Creator in all of the desires, in all the creatures. And he is doing all these things that are opposite on purpose to me. He sends to me the embezzler and the murderer and so on and so forth. And I need to locate that it's all just his clothing. No. With you I have nothing to talk about. Whoever wasn't in the morning lesson, you're lacking. You're lacking something a lot.
Does revealing that there's none else besides him alone and in the ten interdependent somehow?
I don't know. We didn't talk about the ten. Yes?
I went out from the lesson even more confused than I was to begin with, because you said attribute everything to there's none else besides him, but you're saying if you don't feel it, don't attribute it to the non besides him. So if you don't feel the Creator, how do you attribute it if you don't feel it?
You try to feel that there is none else besides him, to feel, to locate him in the Kelim. Kli is a vessel of feeling.
And if I don't feel it?
Try to feel. But you have no choice. We're talking about Kelim. Kelim are the will to receive. What's happening in the will to receive? A person feels.
Every person on the street can say there's none else besides him.
You can say, does it mean that they reveal?
We're also not discovering, we're not revealing that.
We need to reveal. We need to reveal that the Creator fills my desire.
So I don't understand what makes us different from any other person.
We're different by us trying to reveal him. What patience I have. Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. I'm telling you, this is fine. This is how it is. And it takes years. It's... Yes, cowboy.
In the same way that the ego tries to trick us into believing that we don't feel something, it's also going to try and trick us into believing that we do feel it. How do we distinguish between it?
באותו אופן שבו האגו מנסה לעבוד עלינו שאנחנו לא מרגישים משהו, הוא ינסה לעבוד עלינו שאנחנו כן מרגישים משהו. איך אפשר להבחין בין שני המצבים האלה?
זה לא חשוב לי.
That's not important to me.
זה לא חשוב לי.
That is not important to me as long as I am constantly trying to reveal the concealed God. That's it. And it's also not important to me in what way he conceals himself. But rather, my effort, my exertion at revealing him is what is important. By it, I come to the proper quotient that will allow him to be revealed. And when he's revealed, then he is starts getting concealed to me even worse, more serious way. Scary even, it could be. And again, I need to reveal that it's him and not any other thing, and so on and so forth. That's all our work in revealing the Creator, yes? And all the fact that no matter what we do, it doesn't matter, and groups and dissemination and study, all those things are all together revelation of the Creator. That's our goal. That's what we engage in, yes?
So if I hear you correctly, you're saying, okay, so a person, maybe he feels that he feels the Creator in all things. Don't pay attention to it? What?
אז מה, אז נגיד אני, לפי מה שאתה אומר, אם אדם מרגיש שהבורא נמצא בכל דבר, בכל הדברים, אז לא לשים לב לזה?
If he's there, very well, very nice. Then there's nothing more to do. If you feel like you're with him and revealing that he's in everything, and you're with in adhesion with that, in agreement, and in everything, you truly feel that the Creator fills all of reality, including yourself, of course. Then that's excellent. You don't need anything. You're already in Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction.
Far from it, but
רחוק מזה, אבל
no, no.
Well.
There's still, as much as I know that the Creator exists in all things, I also know that the ego is, which is part of the Creator, is still working me like an old dog.
אז כמה שאני יודע שהבורא נמצא בכל דבר, אני גם יודע שהאגו הוא עובד עליי, הוא משקר לי כמו
איזה... בסדר, אבל תמשיך, תמשיך, זו הדרך.
That's okay, but continue. This is the way.
What I'm asking, do I just ignore that and just keep working towards that feeling of אנו מבדו?
זה מה שאני שואל, אז פשוט להתעלם מזה ולהמשיך לעבוד כלפי אותה הרגשה שאין עוד מלבדו?
He wants to say that in all of his reality, that's it. There's nothing to add?
No.
So I don't understand him.
Okay, so...
One sec, Bill. I'll help. He says he's got work to do. There's none else besides him. Great. He gets it. Besides, he also sees that there's ego inside of him. Should he ignore it and just work on there's none else besides him? What does he do with his ego that's twisting him and spinning him, moving him around and everything?
His ego should be working on there's none else besides him. Then, for the time being, he'll be working by subjugating towards there's none else besides him. And then we will talk about the work. I don't want to run. I don't want to take several steps ahead here. Okay. We're continuing.
Paragraph and the benefits.
From what rejections? That I am constantly locating that there's none else besides him. He is managing me. I'm that point that is sacred of still. That's the point that I'm grasping. This is the state. Now, what is the Creator doing? Rejections, all kinds of confusions. He's not giving me the possibility to stabilize and establish this state. Okay, what's next?
And the benefit from the rejections is that through them, a person receives a need and a complete desire for the Creator to help him.
What will it help me? What do I want? To help, that there's no one else besides him, that he fills everything, even though I am not capable of reaching that on my own. Meaning he gave me such a slap that I can't locate that it's from him. So that place I want to fill, that it's from him. That's what I'm asking for help for, to locate and discern that specific point.
Since he sees that otherwise he is lost.
He cannot determine that the Creator fills everything.
Not only does he not progress in the work, but he sees that he regresses.
Meaning that he's not capable of determining the uniqueness of the Creator.
That is, he lacks the strength to observe Torah and Mitzvot, even in Lolishma, not for her sake.
Torah and Mitzvot, meaning that he's advancing through his desires and correcting them by the reforming light. Yes?
That only by genuinely overcoming all the obstacles above reason can he observe the Torah and Mitzvot.
Here, it's already a problem that we have yet to stumble upon. We just talked about how to locate and hold on to that point all the time. How above that point to go and invite help for it, that is in faith above reason, as I see that the world is filled with wicked of different sorts, and I see that I am not capable of associating it with the Creator. That's according to my opinion, that is filled with different forces that are truly coming, pouncing me and seeing how I am, where's the justice here, and I open the newspaper, I watch TV, I see all these things, I cannot associate all those things to the Creator, I'm very confused. So that is considered that I have come out of that point of adhesion. And then?
But he does not always have the strength to overcome above reason. Otherwise, he is forced to deviate, God forbid, from the way of the Creator, even from Lolishma, from not for her sake.
Meaning, I am not capable of holding on to it. It all comes from the Creator. There are such states, desires, thoughts that I have in which I feel the control of alien forces. What other forces? Trump, someone there, Bibi, it doesn't matter who or what. My wife, Dudi, well, Yaniv, that's especially, well, all kinds of other things, friends, group, doesn't matter who or who or what. There are many, many forces that seemingly conceal the Creator from me. How do I associate them to Him? So what to do? And as the more we overcome, then there's more obstacles. Is that clear or not? Is this recognizable, this state, or not? It's a sign that we need to work more in a strong way on this point of still, of there's no besides him. Okay? We will stand upon this. We won't go further than this. If there are no questions, then we will move. Yes.
Normally, The detachment happens when a person begins to, say, get angry at someone or whatever, at his wife or a friend. Or in those states, it just goes away from you, and you just, you're like a beast. You just gore, and that's it.
Well, so what?
So what do you do? How do you bring yourself back? Or how do you not get into that state?
If you don't go into it, you can't. It happens from above. You can't ever run before the wagon. You can't. It's the Creator arranged this for you like this. You want to determine states? You can determine for yourself all kinds of supporters through connection, through the group. But nevertheless, it won't help you, the fact that you won't get into such states. Through the light, your will to receive grows, and then you start to, well, the egoistic one. You start to getting angry, yelling, and so on. You have no choice. We're not talking before a person bursts out, but after that.
So how do you conduct yourself afterwards, after the situation?
After the situation, you need to repent, it's considered. That there's none else besides him. He's good that does good, does everything for my benefit, so that I... And so on and so forth. And then as much as possible after that, I have to have supporters for the future. But the supporters for the future you can make, you can do all kinds of safety belts and everything only according to what you had before. And the next stage will nevertheless be worse than before. The fall will be greater than the previous ascent. And it won't help you. You will, but at least in such a way, you're going to be advancing both on the left and on the right.
כן.
Yes.
יש הבדל בין השתתפות הצורה.
Is there a difference between equivalence of form and the revelation of the Creator?
A difference between
equivalence of form and revelation of the Creator.
Equivalence of form, yes, of course. The Creator is revealed only in accordance with equivalence of form. Well, Itai, what did you want?
Yergenat.
Yerganat from Astana is asking, the thought that there is none else besides him paralyzes me. What do I do? The thought that there is none else besides him paralyzes me.
Paralyzes? Then he's already sacred still. Well, excellent. Well, yes. And at the next moment it doesn't pass also. He is constantly at that, and that's it. Hmm?
I guess maybe as soon as he dresses in, there's nothing else besides him, it like paralyzes him totally. Can't move, he can't think, he can't understand, nothing to think about, nothing.
It'll pass. It happens to everyone, and it passes, and we forget completely. How many states have we been through that the Creator, of course, fills all of the world and everything? What? Didn't we have that? Each and everyone had that. And what? What doubts and problems were revealed later and increased? Okay? So we are moving now to...
מה זה? לא, לא.
What? No, we're not going to do that one. I don't want to continue this at all.